Tory Party conference this week, the Defence Secretary Michael Fallon ruled out the establishment of a Sikh regiment in the British Army. The idea has been knocking around for some years now, and before last year's general election, the government seemed favourable towards it. But Mr Fallon said at a conference fringe meeting that he is a little wary, as he put it, of military units segregated by religion. Jay Singh Sohal chaired the campaign for a World War I Sikh memorial, and we're also joined by Gurinder Singh, who speaks for the Sikh Council. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Gurinder Singh, are you disappointed about this?
We are disappointed. We knew there was a review going on into whether a Sikh regiment or some kind of outfit could be created, and then this decision came out of the blue. So we are disappointed, and we are seeking early a meeting with the Minister, with Michael Fallon MP, to try and understand what the reasoning behind it is, and to see what can be done on it.
Jason Sohal, there's a lot of intriguing history here. You've written a book, I think, about one of the great battles the Sikhs were involved in the past. Tell us a bit about that.
Indeed. I've written about a frontier battle called Saragiri, where 21 Sikhs defended a small outpost against 10,000 enemy tribesmen. And it's a battle that over the past 4 years I've been able to get back onto the agenda in Britain. It was always a battle honour given by Britain, and recognition of Sikh service on the frontier, certainly building up to the First World War period as well. But it's been lost to us in Britain post-partition and independence, because it was seen as an Indian battle. But it's one of those examples I can certainly give of how the British Armed Forces are certainly engaging with diverse communities, and in this instance with the Sikh community, with using our history, using our past to inspire more young people to come forward and take up public service, whether in uniform or out of uniform.
But you don't think, as I understand it, that all that history needs to be reflected in a new Sikh regiment?
Indeed, and I think our history as British Sikhs is a rich and powerful one, and certainly there are a lot of inspirational elements of it. But taking the Sikh regiment issue as an example, historically this was a regiment where Sikh soldiers were inferior to their commanding officer, who would have been a white Christian. And certainly in Britain today, I don't think we want to have an armed forces where such a trend continues. And I don't see that changing, because the number of Sikhs that we currently have in Her Majesty's Armed Forces, certainly within the army, I can give the numbers for the army, is 140. The highest ranking British Sikh officer is only a major. So if there was a regiment, there certainly wouldn't be a Sikh leading it as its commanding officer, because we haven't got any colonels.
Gurinder Singh, what do you make of that? That sounds like a pretty convincing case against the idea of a regiment.
Well, I think for me, this isn't about the past, this is about the future. And every institution in the UK in this day and age should be representative of the communities they seek to serve. And, you know, Sikhs are a significant community in the UK, minority community, but a significant community nonetheless. And the figures that Jay put forward, I think the key reason why this needs to be addressed. Because, you know, if over all these years we have not been able to increase diversity within the armed forces, if we haven't been able to increase Sikhs in the armed forces, then what are we going to do that is different? And for me, a Sikh regiment is not about replicating what went on in the past. It's about recognising the diversity of our communities. It's about recognising how communities have changed, and how identity is very important to people.
Just picking up on that, I mean, you say you don't quite know why the decision has been taken, but Mr Fallon did give a hint of that when he said he was wary about a military unit segregated by religion. That's a legitimate concern, isn't it?
It's a legitimate concern, but I think it betrays a very deep lack of understanding of communities. And you know, if segregation, I think it's actually quite an absurd and quite a shallow argument. Segregation already exists in the UK in some respects. We had Lord Owsley speak a few years ago about sleepwalking into segregation. And actually, when you go out into our communities, you see that actually communities people in our communities are living very segregated lives already. And that's a consequence of the public policy on multiculturalism of many, many years.
Let's just hear from Jay Singh Sohal in response to all that.
I certainly believe that more needs to be done to engage young Sikhs within Her Majesty's Armed Forces across the board. But it's an interesting issue in terms of segregation. The word segregation was used. Sikh organisations have been also using the phrase racism and saying that turning away from this idea of a Sikh regiment is racist, I find that absolutely absurd in itself as well. I think this Defence Secretary has taken a lot of effort to engage with the Sikh community, with communities generally to increase numbers, and certainly there is opportunity within the 10% target that he's set for BAME representation. So I would certainly love to see more Sikhs step forward and occupy that.
We must leave it there, sadly. We've run out of time. Thank you both very much indeed. That's it for this weekend.